Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You a Cher fan?
Yeah.
I mean, who's
Cher
not?
Cher dating somebody like 30.
That's
like
a big age gap.
Like 80.
That's a big age gap.
I have questions, but I'm going to go ahead and save them.
For later in the show or for off
I'll
the air?
I'll save it off the air.
Off the air, okay. Yeah, they might not be on air questions. All right, welcome back.
Glad to be off air.
Yep. Well, the theme of the song works as the Eagles try to turn back time with the signing, the retirement ending of Brandon Graham. He's back. Let's react to it.
So what do you do now after you come back? Do you have another retirement ceremony?
No. That's where I draw the line. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I it was awesome
that's
last
where
year.
You draw the line,
yeah, we
Joe?
Can't. I can't. It's like you can't expound the energy for the whole retirement thing twice. So we could replay the last year's shows when he retired, mm-hmm. when he does it again. I mean, yeah. I just. No, I don't know, but like I'm
not
happy
mad at him though. I mean, I don't want anybody to think. I think it's a
well, a hater Hughes out today.
Well, no, it's one of those things.
Downer Douglas. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no, you know what's funny because I was talking to Landon last night and we were talking about you know if you we had me and Ike had the opportunity to come back
at your age.
Well, just saying hypothetically,
okay.
And it's like yeah, because we still want to play.
Sure.
I think anybody that has played this game at a high level still wants to play. You just can't.
Yeah. Well,
I forgot. We got Devin.
We do have a guest. Right? Yeah, we do have a guest.
My bad, Devin. I started pontificating.
Not retired. Our Eagles sideline reporter, Devin Kenny. Devin, what's up?
Hi, guys. Look,
what's
I'm
up, Dev?
Hugh, if you want to, you know, long talk, please.
Yeah, I was on my way.
Your comments right before break, I agree tomato soup is not what it used to be. Like, I don't know if it's a Mandela effect or not, but I actually
don't you
totally
remember
agree
when we doesn't
there.
It feel like when we were younger,
yeah.
it hit different?
It was so much better. It was so much better.
That's funny that you brought
changed.
Up the Mandela effect.
Because
that's what it feels
yeah, but
like.
Is that because we were young and we didn't know better and everything was better and then you get older and you're cynical and tomato soup's not as good?
No, like one day I went Maybe. To get some tomato soup. Right, in a grilled cheese.
Where'd you go? I don't mean the name, diner, restaurant.
Yeah, like how you
who doesn't order grilled cheeses out?
No, I didn't order it. I made it.
Wait, so you went to the store and got a can of tomato soup.
Yes.
It didn't work out well.
Nah.
Okay.
Because I was like, this ain't what I remember. This is not what mm-hmm. I remember as a child.
Yeah.
Because as a child, when you had tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich, you were hyped because it was great. And it wasn't that great, Joe. I need the tomatoes to be thick. I need thicker tomatoes.
It's not right. It's like it's not, you know.
It needs to be
I
don't need the I don't need
here,
the sandwich to sink in the I don't need it to sink in the yeah. in the tomato soup. I need it to float on the top. I need it to be like quicksand.
Yeah, I will say your taste buds change as you age, so this may
That's
be a bigger,
maybe
a bigger problem here that we can address later. All right, Devin, let's discuss the other things going on, including Brandon Graham coming out of retirement. Devin, obviously we're all happy for BG and we're all big fans, but what's your thought on how much this changes things, like and how it can impact things? Because I just keep thinking back to he was still productive last year, and if he's still what he was last year, that will certainly help off the edge. Your thoughts on BG coming back, Devin?
Yeah, well, so first of all, when I started hearing not even rumors about him coming back, but, you know, just opinions as soon as Za'Darius Smith retired in terms of, you know, should BG come out of retirement? Do we think the Eagles will reach out to him? I was like, no, there's no way that they're going to ask him to come out of retirement. You know, I thought BG was living his best life. You know, he's doing a lot. He has a lot of, you know, endorsement deals. He's doing shows and
he's
all that.
Winning. He's winning in retirement. He was winning.
Right. So I was like, there's no way that BG's going to want to do that. And I was very wrong. Like, I fully didn't expect this. But look, I love it. As long as he wants to, which he clearly does, and he feels that he is in NFL shape, he's ready to go. And of course, you know, it comes down to how long he can stay healthy. Of course, you know, he played, what, 11 games last season, tore that tricep, came back in time for the Super Bowl, made an impact, but he did re-tear the same tricep in his first game back. So I think that's something to, you know, watch for. But look, the leadership, his trash talking, his energy, you know, like that can't hurt a team. There's no negatives that come with Brandon Graham returning to the Philadelphia Eagles.
I agree with that.
Yeah, there's no, well, that's not a negative, right? It's a matter of can he play it and how much he can help. And
yeah,
Devin, it's certainly a position they need help in. I mean, look, last week we were discussing the sudden retirement of Za'Darius Smith, so he's not here. We still don't have Nolan Smith back. Hopefully that is going to come soon here. But they can use help at that position. We were discussing earlier if this kind of changes the equation. I think it could. Like, if Brandon can help and can give them good snaps, Devin, for me, the biggest need now is to go get another corner, because I just keep thinking back to the game Sunday. They couldn't cover Jordan Addison. I mean, forget Justin Jefferson for a second. But the other receiver, and I think as the season goes on, we're going to face a lot of teams that have more than one good wide receiver. With Brandon coming back, if I'm Howie, my next thing is I got to go get another corner to help out Quinyon and to help out Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly target whatever side of the field Kelee Ringo is on, especially, you know, when he came in after Adoree Jackson went out. Not that Adoree Jackson's been playing incredibly well at cornerback, but remember, they do have Ja'Quarian Bennett, who's been on IR, and I think he'll come back right after the bye. And he was playing pretty well before he went out with injury. So they do have some depth at cornerback, but I agree. I still think even with Brandon Graham coming back, the both trenches, but especially the defensive line, that edge group, is an area that, like, with Brandon Graham's age and his injury history, I just don't know if I feel totally safe. I would still be open to trying to bring someone in. It's just, you know, obviously bringing back Brandon Graham, I don't know if you're going to still go out and try to get a Trey Hendrickson. I don't know if you're going to want to give up, you know, what it's going to take to get someone of that caliber. But I do still think that, you know, they're not getting enough pressure. They did do better, you know, against Carson Wentz and the Vikings on Sunday, but I still would like a little bit more help up front defensively as well.
Yeah, and it's going to be, you know, really the question is how much more Howie's willing to invest in this roster, right? He's made a bunch of trades since the summer. We'll see what he's got up his sleeve. 2 weeks from today is the trade deadline. Devin Caney joining us here. Devin, what was it like to be on the sidelines for one of the great Jalen Hurts performances of his career? I thought that was just throwing the football. I mean, he's obviously had some great playoff games and Super Bowls, but as a pure thrower, I thought that was just his best or one of his best ever in his career on Sunday. What did you think watching it? And is the pass game now bombs away, or are we all fixed now?
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to go as far to say that we're all fixed, but it was really awesome to see Jalen Hurts have that level of performance. Incredible game, obviously, from Devontae Smith, from AJ Brown. You have to shout out Brett Toth, who came in and did his best, you know, subbing in for Cam Jurgens under center. The coolest moment for me was the very start of the game, that first offensive drive from the Eagles, when it was AJ Brown's first touchdown. And I know that communication and execution had been kind of two buzzwords going around the Eagles locker room, especially when it came to that offense. And it looked like AJ Brown was completely wrapped up. I don't know who was covering him at the time. I can't remember, but just watching on the sideline, he runs down. It looks like he's covered. Jalen Hurts just signals to him, like, no, like, down more, like, go, I got you. Connects with him. AJ runs it in for the touchdown. And that to me stood out as like, okay, now we're rolling, because now the offense, now AJ and Jalen seem to be on the same page, you know, just a simple hand movement and they connected, boom, for a touchdown. AJ Brown doing what we know he can do best. And that's a really promising sign to me, because I know communication had been a concern, especially when it comes to those two and Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown. I also think it's awesome to see, you know, Devontae Smith is an incredibly smart player. And he went in at halftime and said, look, I'm seeing this out there with their defense. They're putting a safety on me sometimes. Like, I think we need to take advantage of it. And we saw them do that. We saw more creativity. Obviously, the run game, still, you know, something left to be desired there. But I know AJ is going to going to get one of these days soon, hopefully. And I think that everyone will go nuts. Maybe it'll be Sunday against the Giants, guys, and the link will go nuts once Saquon finally breaks free for a big run.
Get back.
Yeah, well, it is get back day. So, Devin, what do you think? It's Sunday against the Giants who, you know, beat the Eagles up 2 weeks ago, which surprised us all. And then they went and blew a huge lead on Sunday in Denver. Eagles-Giants on Sunday. Is this the get-back game, or the Giants worry a little bit after we saw 2 weeks ago?
I think that the Giants are certainly an improved team. Do they worry me? Not so much, especially even before, you know, this Vikings game. The Eagles had kind of mentioned, you know, here and there, like, yeah, well, we get to face them again in 2 weeks in terms of the Vikings. Like, yeah, we have another rematch with them coming up soon. Like, I think that they really want to get their lick back against this Giants team, against Cam Scataboo, against Jackson Dart. I know Jalen Carter hated being sidelined for that game. And just from chatting with him in the locker room, like, I think he's going to be excited to get out there and face this rookie quarterback and a guy like Cam Scataboo. So especially when it comes to the defensive side of things, where we know defense didn't have their best game, you know, by a long shot that Thursday night against the Giants, I think they're hungry to get right against the Giants, especially after the Giants blew that lead against the Broncos on Sunday as well. I think they want to take advantage of a team that kind of is struggling right now. So we'll see.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a get-back game for the Eagles and a big win on Sunday. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on. It should be
appreciate
a fun week,
you.
And we'll see you at the pregame show on Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
See you then. Thanks, guys.
Devin Caney, there she is, covering the Eagles for us. It's going to be a big week for the Eagles. It starts here with the Brandon Graham thing. And there are some reports out there this morning that he could make his debut as early as Sunday. Hugh, does that tell you that he's got himself in pretty good shape? Because when the news started coming out 2 days ago, right? We were on the air for the pregame show before the Vikings game. I kind of thought, all right, well, they play today. That was this Sunday, right? Then the Giants, then a bye. I kind of assumed BG would come
take
back
a little bit of time
after the bye. But now some reports out there he could play as early as Sunday.
Yeah, but I've heard that he's been there working out. So he's been working out.
Right.
So he's been trying to ramp up, I guess, for the last couple of weeks. So, you know, if he's ready to go, let him play. Let him play.
Well, and look, as we talk through the trade deadline, which is 2 weeks from today, if they do get a chance to see him on Sunday, it could inform what has he got, what does he look like, what, how does he feel after the game, and maybe that impacts things as we get closer to the deadline. Let's go back to the phone lines here, 215-592-9494. We have a couple polls up. Our Twitter poll question of the day, of course, is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Does Brandon Graham's return change how you feel about this Eagles team? No at 69%, yes at 31%. So that's pretty sizable on your side of it that people haven't changed their mind.
See, y'all make me out to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue.
Yes, we do. No, hold on. You call yourself the drunk uncle at the barbecue every day.
Okay,
yeah.
I speak truth on these airwaves, and y'all get mad at me talking about I'm being the Debbie Downer and Negative Nancy
not
and
me.
All that other stuff.
Well, because you guys agree
we're
today.
We're lying today. But I'm just saying.
We only yell at each other if we disagree.
All I'm saying is this. Howie the one that started this. Howie told the man to retire. He the one that told him to retire.
Yeah. Well, if we're doing
it. And then he called him back. Yeah. You know, this reminds me of that song by Mike Jones. Back then, they didn't want me. Yeah, now I'm hot. They all on me. Now I'm just saying. That's what this is.
Well, I mean,
he went in the office and told everybody he didn't want to retire. Howard said, man, go home.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
guy said, come back.
If we're doing I told you so's, I tried to say they were losing too much on the defensive side, and everyone yelled at me all March. I mean,
I didn't yell at you.
No, well, you disagree with me.
Well,
the Thundercats are ready to play.
Let the young Thundercats play.
And they don't get to the quarterback.
Every time we had a young Thundercat.
Who?
I'm just saying.
Well, he didn't get to the quarterback either. Here.
Well, guess what?
Yeah, you got to see. Just cut it out.
Well, guess what?
No.
He getting to the quarterback now?
Uh-huh.
That's enough of this, okay?
What you mean? I'm just saying. See, you don't want to hear the truth.
No, because well, no, you
don't,
no. Hold on.
You don't want to let me cook.
No, I feel like you're blatantly ignoring the truth.
I'm not blatantly
yes, you are.
Ignoring
no,
nothing.
Stop. All right. I guess we're doing this now. It wasn't going to work here.
All I know is.
Time out. Because we do this thing where we're yelling about something. Let's put our cards on the table, okay?
Bryce Huff got 4 sacks.
Well, he's hurt. He's got a hamstring injury now,
But if he had been here, he'd have been the sack leader. That's all I'm saying.
He'd have been the leader in sacks. No, I disagree.
How many he got?
Hugh. Well, if you were here with Robert Saleh, maybe.
Yeah.
So whose fault is that? We had a young Thundercat. Now we call it BG back.
It's both him and Vic Fangio's fault, for sure.
He's six sacks away from having 10.
Okay,
stop.
Okay, that was a little over the
that
top.
Was. I don't know. That math's not mathing. Okay, so let's unpack this for a second.
That was a little bit much.
Let's unpack this. I am in favor of bringing back BG. I do think it does for me change my opinion in the next few weeks, next few months. I think this could help the Eagles. But if we're unpacking how we got here, which is what Hugh Douglas wants to do because he wants to pat himself on the back. If we want to unpack how we got here, there's a lot of Howie Roseman L's in the last 6 or 7 months when it comes to the pass rush. I mean, there are. I mean, yeah. And Howie has been telling us he's been taking L's without us recognizing it. He tried to trade a half of his assets to go get Micah Parsons. Hugh pretended it was a lie. It was true. Okay, obviously, he doesn't like his pass rush. Okay, then he went and signed Za'Darius Smith off the street because he doesn't like his pass rush. Now he's bringing back BG because he doesn't like his pass rush. I mean, it's obvious.
And he told him to leave.
Yeah, he let too much go off the Super Bowl team. Now, you want to spin that to Bryce Huff. None of us were upset that Bryce Huff was kicked out of here when he was traded. But Hugh...
You're right. He was. We are. Upset,
but to your point, ironic? he is playing well in San Francisco.
I mean, and you know,
I think a lot of us knew he would.
I mean, yeah, I kind of knew that, but I just
no.
It's the irony of the situation.
It is ironic that the player he is now is what they want him to be.
And he came up with some key plays last week.
He
too.
Won the game. He's been awesome for the Niners. I know.
Drunk uncle at the barbecue.
But wait,
I'll be that.
But do you think he would have been that if he stayed here?
I think. You could have done like, and I'm just going ahead and tell you, I'm going to spend it. You could have did a better job of trying to get him integrated into this defense. No, but I talked to Vic, and Vic said it was certain things that we wanted him to do, he couldn't do. And I get that. It's just ironic that when you look at the stat sheet, we got like 11 sacks, and Bryce Huff out there in San Fran, he got 4.
He didn't want to be here. He didn't buy into what we were doing.
It's partly that. You know, to be totally honest, it is. I just felt
he was miserable.
I felt like being a nudge today.
Yeah, well,
and just rolling that out there to make people even more irritated.
Well, it's working.
Yeah,
it is working. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Damon and Delco. What's up, Damon? Damon and Delco.
Uh-oh. Damon. Oh, not Damon. The moment was too big for it.
I'm here.
Oh, we got
I'm
you. Okay.
I'm here. Holy crap. Hold on. It got me. Hold on. I'm here, y'all. What's up, folks?
What's going on, man?
I got y'all.
Okay, good. What's up, Damon?
Listen, man. Y'all almost got me electrocuted, man. I'm
We don't want you to get hurt,
I'm out here working on a service right now. Y'all said, Damon. I said, let me get back to him. I hear him. Got to get to my truck. Yeah, brothers, I love y'all, man. Thank you. I love you, man.
I don't want you to get hurt, though, dog. Don't be out there getting hurt, though.
Yeah, you know, Kyle, quick to hang up on a brother.
We'd have put you on hold.
I don't even hold on.
We'd have talked bad about you too, though.
That's not even. I don't even do that. That's Joe.
Wow, I'm getting thrown on the bus now. Yeah. All right, Damon, you're up. You're up. Go ahead.
Listen, I think the BG thing is good. I heard you, Hugh, about reference to whose spot he's going to take. But I got to tell you this about that, Hugh. I would say this. He shouldn't have to take nobody's spot, and they shouldn't be called him. So if the people were there and they're now doing their job, they shouldn't have to worry about BJ. So them coming back
tell them
should make
on.
Them open their eyes up and they go, oh, man, look, I ain't doing my job.
They called the OG. Yeah, they called the OG back.
The OG back. Yeah, OG back. I ain't doing my job. But I also think we should bring back the guy we said was a pain in the locker room because I think he jailed with us, and he right now he's sitting on the sidelines.
CJ GJ?
Yeah, I think we should bring him back. Give him another
chance. Where he at?
He's at the crib.
Didn't he get picked up? I thought he got picked up.
No, then he left. He left.
Oh yeah, because they no, because he was on the practice squad.
That's right.
Bring him back.
Get the whole band back together, Damon. Yeah,
bring him back. I don't see why not. I don't see right now. Offense is looking kind of good. You know, even with Saquon having the struggles, and I still believe that whole thing is with the line. Kevin did a good job last game, I believe, somewhat good job. Daylon did an excellent job. The line still wasn't doing their job. You know, they held up with the pass, but the run is no lanes. It's no lanes. You know what I mean? And here, I want to say something to you about this. We did talk about a couple of days ago about them being in shotgun so much before the game.
Yeah.
I was happy to see, man, that they finally, with my man, go under center a couple times, roll out. All those things is to his strength. And before I let y'all go, the last thing I want to say is this. Although it looked good for Jalen, I think how we got our run game back is adding him back to the run game. He's not doing that fake pull out and run all that. He's not doing that. Nobody's scared of him running
more. Yeah, Damon, you're right. It's been bizarre. They have used Hurts less and less in the run game, you know, in terms of design runs or even him run. I mean, if you take away the tush pushes, and Damon, good phone call. If you look at Jalen Hurts' rush attempts this year and you subtract the tush pushes, it's very few. Now, I wonder if that is kind of a long-term play to protect his health because he's getting, you know, he's not a super young quarterback.
You're long in the tooth.
Yeah, or, you know.
But you still have that as a aspect of your game.
I agree. Now, I thought the reason I said yesterday it was the best game I've ever seen him have as a passer is you go to the two Super Bowls, and his legs were also a big part of it. He threw the ball super well in the two Super Bowls, but his legs were a huge part of it. On Sunday, his legs were not a part of the game. He just threw, and it was obviously super effective. 215-592-9494. See, Damon gets it. BG is going to make a difference here, and I think it's impossible not to feel differently about this team with him back than I did the other day. I mean, I got Hater Hugh over here trying to drop knowledge.
Hate.
Yeah, Hater Hugh. And then the tomato. It
feels pretty pie in the sky to me.
I don't think it does.
It feels like a little bit of a leap.
He said, I don't think it does. If he's
the guy he was last year, that's not a difference maker. He didn't make a difference last year?
Well,
he did.
No, he had an impact.
Not,
I give him
not
that.
Like significant enough for me to like change how I feel about the team.
Well, is anything they're going to sign really changes?
Well, something they could trade for. Like, I feel like are we not pushing this out to what it means for what else they should add for the team? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, the change is nothing. It shouldn't change anything for anybody.
It does. I mean, if he's the pass rusher he was last year, the need for an edge is not as significant.
He had three sacks.
Right, but we all watched it. He was better than a three-sack guy.
He would no. Hold on.
He got a rush.
He brought some noise.
He might have been our best edge rusher by default. That says more about what the unit was last year.
That's fine. But we've seen Vic Fangio scheme it up with a bunch of good players, right? Not maybe one great edge.
Isn't it better to be able to, instead of having, like, Vic has blitzed a lot more this season out of necessity.
Yep.
I would rather he not have to do that.
I would too, but
so they need more to me. This change, this doesn't change my view of the defensive line all of a sudden.
Here's what it was for me. Like, if you asked me a day ago, what do they need? I would have said they need definitely another corner and another edge. They just got the edge. It may not be what you want, but I don't think they're getting transferred anyway.
It's the pass rush you need.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And now we can focus on
home.
On getting a corner.
He wanted to play, and you sent him
he
home.
He did. Well, that's Howie. That's
then
Howie's fault.
Then you called him back.
That's not on me. That's on Howie. 215-592-9494. We'll keep taking your phone calls on BG's return. What kind of impact you think it has on the season? Plus, BG this morning on Good Morning Football, he talked about his health and if he thinks his legacy could change by coming back. We'll hit that next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's NBA tip-off weekend. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets in a same game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. FanDuel's giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.